You got alcohol?
We have something better.
What would that be?
An apple. God's alcohol.
Hey, can you come here really quickly? Both of you, come here. I just want to tell you something.
I'm right here. What's going on?
I just want to tell you something.
Closer.
Yeah, a little bit closer.
Hi.
Hi.
Ow! 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 Ow!
Did you ever with me and alcohol? Got it?
We are tired of going to the grocery store to see you beat your motherfucking babies. Maybe your baby ain't bad, bitch. Maybe you's a bad mother. Did you ever think of that, you retarded motherfucker? That is a toddler. Your baby's supposed to like Skittles, you ignorant bitch.
Good evening, everybody. I hope you're all having a fantastic day. I did. I had a very cool day. Not as productive as I would have liked it to be, but the night's not over, so I still have like hours left to do all the other stuff I plan to do, but sometimes little monkey wrenches get thrown into the works and things don't work out like you planned, but still, some things are fantastic. It was a beautiful day here in Los Angeles. It was an awesome-ass day, and I went to see a movie. I went to see Clash of the Titans. So before I even get started, I got one thing to say.
Release the Kraken!
Oh, and that Kraken was released! That thing was fucking massive! This movie, I love the original movie of Clash of the Titans, by the way. I love the original. And some people are shitting on this saying, why would you mess with the original? Of course, some people know, sometimes I am opposed to people doing remakes of movies, but I'll get onto that in a second because that actually goes along with a couple of trailers that I ended up seeing. But this movie was fantastic. This movie was so damn cool. It was big. This movie was just so huge and loud and crazy and good action. Everybody played their roles well. Zeus with Liam Neeson was fantastic. Hades by Ralph Fiennes was awesome. I really love this story. And I went and saw it with Laura, and I explained to Laura, and I told her, I was like, this is what Troy should have been. Because Troy didn't have a god in sight. And that movie was very, that story of Troy is very god-heavy, but the movie failed in not putting any damn gods in the movie, but Clash of the Titans was cool. It was a cool-ass movie. I'm not sitting here saying, oh, it was the next Gladiator or anything like that, but if you just want to see a giant, epic, crazy-ass film, go see this. This movie, I highly recommend this movie. I may write an article on theoshow.com about this, just so I can have Ricky Stardust disagree with me. And also, during the movie, they showed a couple of trailers. Some of them I'm forgetting at the moment. I know I'm forgetting one trailer. I know one trailer is not sticking out in my mind. But like I was saying with remakes, there's Nightmare on Elm Street. Now, Nightmare on Elm Street kind of ended like a joke. Like, the end of those movies, like the last couple of them, were not that damn good. But this one, this movie with the dude who played Rorschach and the Watchmen, looks awesome. It actually looks creepy, and it looks really cool. So I'm really excited to see Nightmare on Elm Street. Also, there's a movie with, what's his name? The dude from The Pianist, from Son of Sam. Adrian Brody, I believe. It's in this crazy-ass movie called Splice, where they end up creating a new human, and it's like this girl alien weird ass thing that I'm not too quite sure about. But that one looks kind of interesting. I'm not dying to see that. I won't be running out to see that in the movies. There's the Iron Man 2 trailer, which everyone knows I am just shitting myself retarded to see. I am so excited, and seeing that trailer in the movie theater was just amazing, because I haven't been to the movies in a really long time, so I was really excited to see the trailer for this movie in the theater. It was just so awesome. And then the last one, and shockingly, because I didn't know this movie was even being made, and you know, and that's sad on me for being a movie fan, is this movie Angelina Jolie, the black dude from Children of Men and Serenity, whose name I cannot pronounce, called Salt. It's this movie Angelina Jolie called Salt, which is just this cool-ass looking action movie. It looks like The Bourne Identity, but with a chick, and she'd be doing all this crazy flips and cool stuff and everything, and it just looks amazing. Like, I'm really excited about seeing that film. And Laura was just like, whoa! Like, we were just sitting there watching that, and it was just crazy. But seriously, back to Clash of Titans. That movie was fucking awesome. It was big. It was loud. The Kraken made me almost shit myself because it was so big. I mean, it took minutes for that thing to finally emerge from the water. It took forever. When it did, I would have just started praying to them damn gods, because that thing was fantastic. But you can't do that because the gods is the one who sicked them on us. So we just screwed, I guess. Seriously, go see that movie. It was really good. Now, of course, you know, I always got random other crap I need to talk about. Random other nonsense. One thing I want to talk about was parents hitting their kids.
because a couple of days ago, and I didn't even mention this on my show, when I went to the 99 cent store, there was his father hitting his kid. His kid was about 4 years old, just being a badass kid, because for some reason, that's where you take your badass kids. If you have a terrible child, you take them to the 99 cent store where everything is low and within their reach, or you take them to Ross. Those are the two places you take kids, or inappropriate places like a movie theater or church. That's where you take your kids who don't know how to behave. So this kid was snatching all this stuff off the near the counter. There's like corn nuts and shit and peanuts and stuff. And this kid just kept grabbing all this stuff. And the father was like, stop, stop, stop. And I was like, man, that kid got about three more warnings than I would have gotten. And the kid finally, you know, just snatched something down and it fell down. It was like this loud ass bag sound. And I was surprised the bag didn't bust open. And the father just whap, whap, like smacked him twice on the ass. And I was just like, good, thank you. Because a lot of times we see these kids acting crazy as shit, and their parents are sitting there like, I'm going to give you a timeout. Don't do that. I'm going to give you a timeout. Don't do that. And then nothing happens, and the kid grows up to be a damn hooligan. I am all for putting your kids in their place. I don't understand these parents who run around just not disciplining their children. I'm talking about disciplining whether it's a physical, you know, tapping that ass, or if it's like taking shit away from them. Like some parents just have their kids where they just act crazy as hell and just act up and misbehave, and the parents just like, oh, stop that, you, because parents want to be their kids' friends, and you can't have it both ways. They're either your child or your friend. And if your kid's your friend, your kid is not going to listen to your ass. Let me just let you know that now. If you're trying to be best friends with your child will not respect you as a parent. It's just that simple. There's those rare occasions when they are like that, where a parent can be buddy with their kids. But I don't even understand as a parent why you'd want to be buddies with their kids. I don't have the best relationship on earth with my parents, but I don't want to be their friend. We're cordial with each other now, but I wouldn't want to be like, oh, my dad's my best buddy. I don't want to be in that position. It just seems awkward. And of course, you all know I have some celebrity news, just random ass celebrity news. First off, there's Lindsay Lohan acting crazy as shit. She's been passing out at parties. They walked around with cocaine in their socks, it looks like. Not getting let in the clubs and acting a damn fool. I don't know what the hell is going on with Lindsay Lohan. And it sucks because I know on one of my celebrity spank bank lists, I said I used to have a huge crush on Lindsay Lohan. And this was like old ass. So let me hold on a second as the revelation drives down my street. Big ass loud truck. Lindsay Lohan used to be hot. Like really hot. And it's like she's a completely different mortal now. I don't know what the hell's happening with her. And everybody's predicting she's going to die and add her to her Deadpools and everything. So she's a hot-ass mess. And then we have Jesse James, who sent a text. He's still texting. People just don't, I guess these celebrities just don't like to listen. But Jesse James once again sent a text message to one of the women he'd been fucking. Because they're saying like Sandra Bullock has moved out. And they had like all these moving boxes, moving trucks showed up and everything. She just bouncing the fuck up out that house. He sent a text to one of the chicks he was banging that said, I'm angry at you and disappointed. You know the reason I know why he sent this text or how he sent this text? Because she released it to everybody. Surprise, surprise. If somebody released texts saying all the sexual stuff you said to them, what makes you think they wouldn't send this? Jesse James is an asshat. And then, of course, we have good old Amy Winehouse. So you can suck my dick with Amy Winehouse's teeth. Now, Amy Winehouse is such a mess. I never mentioned her on my show. I don't think in all, what is this, 151 episodes of the Ross cast that I've ever mentioned her. I don't think I've ever mentioned Amy Winehouse before. Yeah, this episode 150. It's like, no, she's such a mess that there's no point in bringing her up. So, of course, she wants to have kids. Isn't that amazing? Amy Winehouse wants a baby. Of all the people on the planet to want a child, Amy Winehouse. It's just fantastic. I don't understand how legally this is even possible. Like how she'd be allowed to have a child. Hopefully they keep it away. They keep her from being able to have a child. I don't know if they're going to, you know, slip some birth control pills into her crack or something. But seriously, they really need to do that. Also, I heard on Kevin and Bean about this woman. She's advertising space on her boobs. She's not getting a tattoo or nothing, but she'll walk around because she has such gigantic boobs that people are always staring at them, that she will wear something for 3 days advertising whatever you have. Like, people are going to remember anything it says. They're going to just be staring at her boobs. A woman, if she has gigantic boobs, and like I said before, I'm not into boobs that much, but there's a couple of people out there making me get into boobs as much as I love thighs. I'm starting to check out boobs a little bit more. But seriously, if a woman with, like, gigantic boobs walked up to me and I was staring at her boobs, I don't care what her shirt says. Her shirt can say, while you're sitting here staring at my boobs, I have a gun in your face. And I wouldn't care because I'm sitting there staring at boobs. I don't care what's written on them. But seriously, she's advertising space on her boobs. So everybody, you know, jump on eBay and check that out if you want to advertise something on their boobs. I don't think I'd have Dontania.blogspot written on her boobs or anything. Maybe I get like 5 more new listeners or something. Who knows? I love how I talk like on this podcast, like my site has nothing but just Rosscast. There's other stuff on that site. On Dontania.blogspot.com, I have movies, I have blogs, I have reviews. I have all kinds of stuff. And then on that fillyourfoodhole.blogspot.com, I write about food. So there's other things than just besides my Rosscast. So anybody who ain't checked out Dantania.blogspot.com, Dantania.blogspot.com, if you ain't checked it out, you should. You know why? Because you ain't got nothing else to do. Seriously. Well, what else you got to do besides listen to my show? So I'm going to take me a quick break, and I'll talk to everybody in a second. Welcome back, everybody. And that song and that little intro I just played is for wrestler Chris Kanyon, who just, you know, recently died from apparent suicide at the age of 40. Now, a lot of you, of course, know that I'm a huge, huge wrestling fan. My late brother, Kevin, actually got me into wrestling when I was like 3 years old, and I've been watching it ever since. Now, Chris Kanyon was an awesome-ass wrestler. Now, this isn't one of those things where I'm just saying that because, oh, he just died, so I gotta come on my show and talk about how fantastic of a wrestler he was or anything. This dude was for real really good. I remember back in WCW, I vaguely remember him from the Men at Work gimmick that he used to do where he dressed as... They used to dress as construction workers, but I remember him as Mortis. Now, Mortis was cool as hell, and I remember when he stopped being Mortis and he was jumping out the crowd and attacking Raven during the whole Flock thing. Like, he kept trying to join the Flock, and they just DDT his ass every single week. And I remember him jumping out the crowd and whooping their asses and then disappearing back through the crowd. And I was just like, damn, who the hell is this dude? Then I remember him with the whole Jersey Triad thing with DDP, who was also one of my favorite wrestlers, and Bam Bam Bigelow. Then when he showed up in WWE as an MVP, as the MVP of the alliance that they had. And I've always been a fan of Kanyon. And I actually, you know, in the whole weird 6 degrees of separation situation, I actually discovered about theoldshow.com that I write for, and I've actually been on it twice. Once for the whole Michael Jackson memorial thing, and then once, I think for the Survivor Series pay-per-view, I was on the Old Show. And I actually discovered the Old Show because of Kanyon. I remember hearing him talking about coming out of the closet, and I went online looking for interviews about it, and I found out about the Old Show, and I was like, hey, this is actually a really good, decent show. This is cool. And I stuck with it ever since. So I've been listening to the Old Show for years now. Now, enough of me, you know, giving the Old Show a blowjob. I want to talk about Chris Kanyon for a second. Now, this dude was, like I said, an innovative wrestler. There's like 1,000 damn wrestlers who uses his flatliner finisher. There's an actual tag team, the Flatliners, who got their name from Chris Kanyon. Now, when I first heard about this was from Big Daddy Donnie, the host of the Old Show, him and Danny O, I looked on his Facebook and, you know, it was like a whole rest in peace Chris thing. And I wrote him, Chris who? Because for some reason in wrestling, there's a lot of Chris's. Offhand, Christian, Chris Jericho, Chris Harris, Chris Hero. There's like so many things. Chris Tidwell, Notorious T.I.D. There's like so many Chris's. I was just like, Chris who? And he wrote Kanyon. And I was like, bullshit. Like, this is really weird because just a few months ago on the Old Show, I believe episode 148, he was talking about opening up his wrestling school in New York with Tony Mama Luke from ECW. And everything seemed cool. Like, everything seemed to be fine. And, you know, it sounded like he was, you know, like, you know, getting his thing back together. This is some shit where Chris Kanyon is one of these wrestlers that's just strung out on drugs and shit and hard up on their times or anything. You know, he's actually sad and depressed. And he's actually the first openly gay wrestler. Now, I know they're doing that shit with Orlando Jordan and TNA now, but they proposed the idea years ago, you know, the Chris Kanyon. And when I found out this sucks. Because as a wrestling fan, you hear about people dying all the damn time. Like, if you're a fan of wrestling, you know that every other month, someone is going to just die unexpectedly. Like, there's a few legends, like people who actually, you know, live long enough, you know, past the age of 60 to die somehow. But as a wrestling fan, you're just used to people just dropping like flies in their 20s and their 30s and their early 40s. And that shit's rough. Like, especially if you're a wrestling fan, and especially if it's somebody you like and you know. Because there's a lot of my favorite wrestlers growing up that died really young. There's Mr. Perfect. There's Rick Rude. There's almost all of the damn Von Erichs. There was Owen Hart. There was Test. There was the British Bulldog, Davey Boy Smith. There's just so many of these wrestlers who ended up dying really young. And I was just like, fuck. So it's really surprising to hear, you know, Chris Kanyon dying. Because that seriously is one of the most unexpected ones. Especially since he's been on the Old Show so many times. You know, he's a friend of the Old Show. And, you know, I'm not sitting here saying like, oh, I'm his buddy and we knew each other and had conversations or anything, because we haven't. But it's really weird to, you know somebody like Big Daddy Donnie, who's really close to Chris Kanyon. They've been friends since, you know, like the 90s and shit. And to have, you know, just him die so suddenly, you know, from apparent suicide, it just really sucks. And, you know, I really do hope that him, you know, I hope this is this thing, you know, where people always say, you know, rest in peace. But I seriously do hope that, you know, I really do hope that he rests in peace and that, you know, he finds his acceptance and all that other good stuff wherever the hell he is. So, you know, rest in peace, Chris Kanyon. Now that I've dragged this show to a screeching halt with that sad-ass news, I do have a couple other random things I want to talk about. I have some Facebook complaints. One of my complaints I have about Facebook is people who are couples. Have you seen this before? Couples Facebooks. Like people together as a couple, married, dating, or whatever, and they both share the same Facebook. Now I'm not sitting here saying that I have like all this shit on my Facebook that I need to be hiding information and stuff from anybody I was ever dating or whatever. But there's no damn need to have co-opt Facebook pages. If you're listening to this and you're married or you're dating somebody and you both are sharing a Facebook, cut that shit out. It has nothing to do with the issue of trust or whatever. It has nothing to do with any of that stuff. It's just really bizarre and strange to me. And I was talking to my friend about people joining groups on Facebook because I just looked on my page and I've just seen multiples of my friends joining these groups. We don't know who starts these groups. You don't know any of these people who starts these groups on Facebook. Would you, people listening to my show, or actually people not listening to my show, seriously, would you accept a stranger as your friend on Facebook? I'm talking about a complete stranger. Ladies out there, if some dude just sent you a message, hey, add me as a friend, would you say yes? Of course you would. Dudes, you wouldn't do that with most girls. You wouldn't say yes if they wanted to add you unless they were showing their tits on the page or something. And welcome, there you go. You just gave yourself a damn STD on your computer. But there's a lot of people who accept these friend things. They don't know who the fuck these people are. And some of y'all accepting these random ass friend requests, that's pretty much you giving this stranger, whoever's running this little fan thing that they just slapped together and created, you've just given them access to all of your photos. If you have your photos set for friends of you, you're just giving them access to all of your photos, whatever blogs or notes you've written, whatever information, you just gave them access to view your friends. Like, oh, I wonder who this person's, who their friend is. You just give them all of this access, and I don't understand why you are all doing that. It's so confusing to me. I belong to a couple of groups. I follow Danielle on Facebook, Botany Hill, my friend Alex with his Bears with Sparklers, and this wrestler Sebastian Suave. Bow to your savior. I have them as the groups I follow. I don't follow all this random shit. Like some people, like, I'm a fan of, you know, kittens wearing sweaters. I'm now a fan of chickens moonwalking. And you just add it and people think it's like this cute, funny thing. Seriously, think about it. You really are giving people access to your shit. If you start wondering why you're getting all this junk mail all of a sudden, look on your info page. Facebook now shows your email address. Some people have their phone numbers on there, which I'll never understand. But it shows your email address on your Facebook page. So when you okay these groups, you've now just given a complete stranger access to your email as well. Think about that. Like, just stop adding all these groups. I know it's funny for a moment. You know, it's like this whole ha-ha thing. Like, look at this weird-ass group I just joined. But you really shouldn't just be adding, you know, you shouldn't be adding these people that you just really don't know to your Facebook pages. That's my public service announcement for the day. The more you know. So I think that's it for this episode. Just wanted to throw up a real quick episode for everybody to check out. Remember, check me out at dontania.blogspot.com. Check out my articles and just check out the damn oshow.com, thaoshow.com. Check out my friend Alex Haluk. Look him up on Bears with Sparklers. Just go to YouTube and type in Bears with Sparklers. You'll find Alex and his crazy ass videos. Look up Josh Smith on thewayup.com or actually thinktwiceradio.com. Download, listen to him on iTunes as well. And I think that's it. I think I've hoard all of my friends as much as I think I can today. I think I've hoard them all. I can't think of any other sites that my friends are popping up on. So everybody have an awesome ass day. Tomorrow's Easter apparently, and I may be going over to my mother's house. I'm still not 100% sure yet because I haven't heard a 100% promise of delicious food, because if not, I will be seeing them around Christmas or Thanksgiving. So everybody take care, have an awesome ass Easter, and I'll talk to y'all soon. Rockets.
This is fucking worse than the Da Vinci Code, both the novel by Dan Brown and the film.